When you finally get the house to yourself, if you live in one of those situations where your family, roommates, whatever, finally get it to yourself, what do you do when you know no one's there? Like, you know no one's coming home for a while. You can do whatever you want. It is your castle.
That's most of my days.
Yes. So not super relatable for you.
But when I was in that situation and no one was around, that's when I would crank music. Because nobody else enjoys hearing me sing the way that I do. That was always kind of a bummer because I was always somebody who loved driving and singing in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't really do that anymore. It would get kind of poo-pooed a little bit. So that was when I would do it mostly, was still in the car when I was alone driving. But now that happens a lot.
Yeah.
It was like, okay. That's when I crank my tunes and sing.
My family is, even when it's all seven of the others, very tolerant of my driving and singing. In fact, some of the little kids, gosh, they'll start singing with me. That fills my heart with such happiness. I didn't know I wanted to have a family that would sing together so bad until it happened. And then I was like, oh my God, something's happening.
You got to get a bus.
We have one, it seems like. Or you mean so they can sit further away and hear less of my singing?
Yeah.
For me, I think it's eating a full meal, sitting on the couch watching TV.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
You don't do that when?
We don't do that. We try to never let the kids eat on the couch because inevitably whatever they're eating is going to spill all over the place. We've had many instances of that. So we try to lead by example. And when the kids are around, we don't eat on the couch. Now, if the kids are in bed and Annette and I are watching a movie, we'll have, a bowl of popcorn or something. But if no one's there, I'm eating my full meal right there on the couch, watching TV and feeling great about it.
Text from the Lansing area. I bet a lot of people do that. That's a good one. Text from the Lansing area. I go number two in the no number two bathroom. I poop in the no pooping bathroom. What is a no pooping bathroom?
I think that happens in a lot of households. Like
it does?
Like, that's the nice bathroom. Like, when guests come
for
over
guests
or whatever.
Well, if it's the nice one, why don't you use it?
Or it's the one closest to the kitchen or something.
That's true. The one by the kitchen typically is a...
The quote-unquote powder room, The just little half bath.
Yeah, that's probably true. Did you ever have one of those? Like, were you growing up or in your house as an adult?
We had a bathroom that we called the powder room.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it only for guests?
No.
Did you feel like you shouldn't go number two in there?
No. I go number two wherever I want.
Wherever you want, Steve.
I was told from an early age, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I have my favorite bathrooms, but...
I just imagine Steve squatting it on the dining room table. And Hobie being like, son, you go where you gotta go. Depressurize your colon, boy.
Never hold it back.
This text. I make a disgustingly huge meal, take off my pants, eat it, and read in silence.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting Chinese takeout from the place that I like. And just, again, eating it right on the couch while watching some stupid truck show or something.
Yeah, I usually make a meal that, like, whoever I'm living with, if they're picky, it's the one that I love that has everything they hate in it. And, yeah, I just sit on, like you, Steve, I sit on the couch. I watch shows that I know that other person wouldn't like, and I just veg out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's your chance.
I like to Winnie the Pooh it. I like to walk
just
around.
Just a shirt?
Just a shirt. And I'll put undies on. But, like, that's my favorite. Now that I have a roommate, I love doing that. And so then I'll also get like real cozy on the couch or on a chair that I don't move from.
Wait, now that you have a roommate, you love doing that?
When she's out of town.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because before I could do that literally anytime. I just had to be mindful of my neighbors because I don't have curtains on any of my main rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love walking around in like a big old t-shirt and some underwear. It's kind of annoying though because people knock on my door a lot. God, I don't want your stupid new internet. I'm fine. And so I'll go to answer the door, and I'm like, I'm Winnie the Poohing it. Like, I can't answer the door.
Do you poke your head around the side?
No, I just stare right at him. I look like the girl from The Ring. I'm just like, don't come in my house.
Yeah. Make them awkward.
Yeah.
You're coming to my house.
Yeah.
It's my area. Yeah. I can do what I want here.
Piss off.
Women do that with the big shirt and whatever, and they look generally cute. Guys do it, and you look completely like a pervert.
Well, you just look like you stopped getting dressed. Like, it looks weird.
You look like a toddler.
Women do it. You're like, oh, that's
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have noticed that old men specifically love the idea of a lady in a sleeping shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Or a night shirt. The amount of times that I hear men over the age of 60 be like, oh, that'd make a nice sleeping shirt. Or a nice night shirt.
That's an old person thing in general.
It really is. But
you like, hear that a lot?
But, yes. Like
but when, I remember when yeah, I was a kid, if you got it, if you got a shirt that was too big, you got it free from school. Mm-hmm. That'll be a good sleeping shirt.
Yeah. Or when when we're at events for the radio station and the only size shirts we have to give away are 2X and up. And then they say, oh my gosh, you'd be swimming in that. And then they go, make a good night shirt for you. Why do you care about my night shirts?
Right?
About my night clothing.
How are you having this many interactions about sleeping with 60-year-olds?
I don't know. ask our demographic.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. I guess.
Well, Maitland loves Dawn dish soap and Prel.
Yeah.
So that attracts the olds.
I get along with dads and granddads.
But
really
but
well.
I will say this, of all the women that I've dated, which is a few at this point in my life, they all have sleeping shirts, like the broken in.
Oh, yeah.
Like super soft, nice sleeping shirt. So I understand why guys might be inclined to go, hey, this would probably make a good sleeping shirt.
It's just funny the amount of times that guys bring up night shirts.
Most of my sleeping shirts are stolen from men I slept with.
Exactly.
Hey, give me your favorite extra large t-shirt. I'm
so
going to steal it.
Go home and throw away all of your wives and girlfriends' sleep shirts because they're probably residue from a man she dated before you.
Definitely lost a few t-shirts to the sleeping shirt at some point. Went, I sure wish I had that shirt back.
Yeah, plenty of my shirts have the dust of other lovers. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
It's been a long time.
A lot of the texts we're getting from people about things they do when they finally have the house to themselves involve going number two, either with the freedom of do it one person. I do it completely naked with the door open and I don't care who walks in because no one is home.
Door open, yeah.
I still have the door closed.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah, because just in case an intruder comes in, it gives me one extra layer of hearing an intruder to get my pants pulled up because I'm very vulnerable.
I don't know.
The most vulnerable you can be.
Having that door shut may prevent you from hearing the intruder.
No, also, do you remember that old lady from Akron that was pooping on the toilet and a guy broke in with a clown mask and stole her car? We gave her a new car.
And then
but I think that
screwed
lady
up the transmission.
We didn't do it. She did. She put it in R for race.
She did it. Yeah, she did.
But yeah, she got a new car. Leave that door open, man.
No, that's true.
I might
get a car out of it.
Be on the news. Let's see. When I'm home alone and nobody's here, I grab the flashlight and look through my testicles ever since Tommy gave me that idea.
You do ball x-rays on yourself?
Yeah, okay. Right.
All right.
This one, my roommate hasn't left the house in 5 years except for a work trip for 2 nights. I paraded around the house in the nude so much.
Wow. 5 years.
5 years.
My roommate and I both travel a lot, so I am so thankful for that. I love that because then, like, when we actually see each other, it's like, oh, dang, you haven't been home in like 2 weeks. This is great. But God, if it had been 5 years, I'd at some point be like, can you go somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, I will go somewhere for you to have the place to yourself. Will you also go somewhere so I can have the place to myself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need that.
This text, I'm 31 years old and my roommates are my parents. If and when I ever get the house alone, I lay on the couch in the living room in my comfy clothes in utter silence.
Mm-hmm.
I love the utter silence. I sometimes forget how great it is.
Yeah, silence is nice, especially when you have young kids and they're loud. So when they leave for a day or so, it's kind of like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. It throws me off so badly whenever it doesn't happen a ton, but, you know, grandparents will take the kids for a night or something, and then we're just in the house, and we're like, what do we do? Why is it so quiet? Why aren't I tripping over 100 different toys? What the hell's going on?
I was always like, this is great.
This text, what do you do when no one's home in your house? This text, I used to have mosh pits in my banana suit from Motionless and White concerts in the living room when I lived with my parents until they walked in and I fell into the television.
What?
Mosh pits just by yourself?
I don't know some of the words in that order in that sentence, but
they wore a banana suit.
Yeah.
Like a banana costume while doing a mosh pit to Motionless and White, a band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd never heard of Motionless and White. And I thought that possibly like wearing a banana suit was like some kind of a you know, skibbity toilet kind of phrasing. Like maybe it meant something.
What is this, some kind of skibbity toilet? Well,
go ahead. Guess which one used to ask the postman for a rubber band. There's no way you'll get it.
Well, that was such a strange assortment of words. That's all, you know. I mean, who
isn't the guy who owns Noir Dark Spirits? Wasn't he in Motionless in White? And the theater we're going to be in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was in Motionless in White. Hoppings was paid close at
Duffy. Please
confirm
Duffy,
or deny.
Duffy is texting right now.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to remember every band that people don't remember that well.
I wouldn't even.
People remember that one pretty well.
They're not Aerosmith. Like if he had said this I was an Aerosmith, I'd have remembered that.
This is the only possible option: Aerosmith or no one. What are you, every program director we ever had?
Yeah, if it's not better than Sweet Emotion, you shouldn't be talking about it.
Well, exactly.
Jesus,
it was so great. He'd still be in the band. Is he the one with the banana costume?
I don't think they wore the costumes.
I mean, if I were in a band, I might listen to my own self in wearing a fun costume.
This one, I like to watch porno on the big screen, on the big TV with the volume up as loud as I want.
Oh, no, I still keep the volume down low.
Also, big screen porn people weird me out.
What do you mean?
Porn is a little screen activity.
Like for your phone?
Yes. I feel like it's you know, buying airplane tickets, that's a big screen activity. You do that on a computer or a laptop.
Nope.
Watching porn,
that's still a small
you do
screen.
That on your phone. No, that's
no
a
way,
medium
man.
Screen.
If you got a laptop, you're picking phone over laptop? Or big screen television. I beamed it on the television once because I was like, oh,
beamed
yeah.
it on the television.
Yeah, right. Because when you have your laptop open, you know you can go like share to screen.
I know, but and we haven't called it beaming since the 60s when I wasn't born.
And I will say this:
is it a color TV?
When you're sitting on your couch and all of a sudden your 85-inch television has a cooch on it, you go, wow. Look at the size of that. My God. That guy really
is big. It looks
like
a planet from Star Wars.
Do you stand next to the TV and be like, wow.
Well, if you get close enough, it looks like you're in a forest.
It looks like I'm a baby coming out of there.
Yeah, you can pretend a lot. Like, there's some really good role-playing you can do on an 85-inch television.
Banana suits are the summoners of mosh pits at metal shows, someone writes.
What? The summoners.
Your thoughts, Hot Wings.
So the only way to successfully start a mosh pit at a metal show is to look for the banana. Like, oh no, nobody wore a banana suit. We can't run into each other now.
No, that's so accurate because there's
it is?
Yes, I was at the Piritsky over here.
What?
You always look for the one dude dressed super weird. Like, I was at one show.
So it's not always bananas?
No, it's just someone who stands out hardcore. I was at a random, like, surf rock show at the Pyramid Scheme, and this dude in a big clown costume with a light-up mask, big old nose, is up there doing in circles like this and wearing cowgirl shorts, and there's this, like, 7-year-old girl who's sitting with her family on the side, and the girl's just crying as a guy in a clown suit.
I feel like
he's trying to start a mosh pit.
I feel like I just time traveled into a Tommy's fever dream.
Yeah.
Like, do I have a fever?
Yeah, were
what
you sweating at the time?
Why was there a 7-year-old child with a banana suit at a...
It was this... I have it on video. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
I don't think I want to see it. I feel like this should be on the dark web.
This should be on a little screen.
I'll find it.
Yeah, the littlest screen.